The sheer scope of the government's new powers has shocked not just civil libertarians, but some of the nation's most prominent conservatives and law enforcement experts. William Webster, the former director of the FBI and the CIA, is concerned about military tribunals set up by presidential decree to judge people suspected of terrorism. Remember when we were assured that the tribunals were formed to prosecute foreign suspects? That no American citizen would be subject to them? Well, Jose Padillo, a citizen, is now under military arrest as a so-called enemy combatant. No specific charges have been lodged against him. Nothing about military tribunals resembles America. They can meet in secret. They allow no appeal of sentences. They do not allow defendants to confront an accuser or choose their own lawyer. They permit the possibility of hearsay as evidence. They may not allow defendants to review evidence against them. Instead of requiring a unanimous verdict, a two-thirds vote can convict. In the wake of revelations about intelligence failures leading up to 9/11, Attorney General John Ashcroft authorized new rules to allow government spies to snoop on Americans at work, at political gatherings, and even in their churches. Files will be kept on individuals that surveillance agencies think are suspicious. As the month of June, the anniversary of Watergate, should have reminded us, the opportunity for government abuse is well known. Let's be blunt. The collection of information, the hoarding of it, its use in political extortion was once a frequent practice in Washington, where they got embarrassing and potentially scandalous personal information on public figures. Martin Luther King Jr., JFK, and thousands of private citizens. And when they talk about spying at church meetings, don't look for FBI agents to be crowding the parish parking lot of Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson. Trust me, this is not likely to be ecumenical. Abuse? What about the chilling effect on free speech when two guys who look like FBI agents show up at the local Peace and Freedom rally protesting U.S. policy? It's all justified in the name of war. But as one columnist recently observed, this isn't a war. The word war simply frames the current national political debate. And that frame has justified government actions that would not otherwise be acceptable to a free nation. This is Les O'Coin.